love the silent hours of the night. That's when my thoughts come to life. Those are the late night conversations I don't mind losing sleep over. Join me on the late nights with Just Tammy.
Welcome to the Late Nights with Just Dami. I hope you guys are doing well. With me today is an author, a coach, and a speaker. Her name is Mari Mosley, and she helps women overcome the pitfalls of divorce, broken relationships, and she helps women get back in the game after they've been hurt. Hi, Mari. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here on this beautiful Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, though it's evening already where I am, but it's glad to have you on the show.
Good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate anybody to have me on this show. I don't take it for granted.
You know, it's such a pleasure. And thank you for taking time out.
Thank you. No problem. One podcaster said, you know, I'm just starting. This is my, like, you like, I listen, the fact that you saw me and thought that I was interesting enough to have me on, I'm grateful. So yeah. It doesn't matter either way.
Yeah. So real quick, we'll be talking about emotional boundaries. And I'd like to know your opinion. What is emotional boundary? Or what are emotional boundaries?
So, you know, I'm gonna start off saying I'm a person to kind of start one way and then get to the answer. Mm-hmm. So, for women, they call you. You'll hear a lot of women say, "Oh, you know, don't give away your power. Don't give men so much of your power." And for me, that's in the vein of your emotional boundaries. Mm-hmm. Where you're expecting someone else to make you happy. You've put your joy, your happiness, or whatever the case may be, you've put that into someone else.
Yeah,
instead of understanding that comes with from within you. Mm. So when you do that, you've crossed an emotional boundary where this person, you know, everybody can't be trusted with our hearts, with our feelings, our emotions. This person can kind of have you up and down, like on an emotional roller coaster, because they have control of your emotions. You've not kept that boundary where your emotions are based off of, your emotions basically stay under your control. You know, you get to control how you act, how you feel, how you respond to things, you know, what type of energy you give to something. So that's to me your emotional boundaries and making sure that you don't let someone step into that space.
Okay.
that don't belong, you know?
Yeah. But isn't emotional boundary, when you hear boundary, don't you think it's a wall? Like people say boundary a lot, and I feel like that word means that there's a wall between you and that person. How are boundaries good for my relationships or your relationships? How are boundaries good for relationships in general?
Boundaries are needed in all relationships. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Boundaries actually help, and I have a whole chapter on boundaries in my book. Boundaries, boundaries help you to keep your sanity, in my opinion. You know, because there are people, and it is a wall. You know, if you look it up in the dictionary, you'll see that it's some type of wall.
A wall.
Or barrier.
Yes.
It's a barrier, right? Mm-hmm. But that's keeping people out of spaces that they don't belong. Mm. Having people, you have a line drawn. You know, you understand? So it's more of a spiritual thing to me than it's tangible, but it's not so much a physical wall. But it's a line drawn in the sand that this is where you belong and you shouldn't overstep that line. Yes, because if you overstep that line, then you've overstepped your boundary. Mm-hmm. That line presents your boundary, you know? So I'm gonna give you an example of a boundary.
Okay.
That I talk about in the book. When me and my ex-husband broke up, right?
Yeah.
He didn't give up his keys. He didn't, you know, he'd go and come as he pleased, but he was already living with another woman. I didn't have a significant other, you know, a boyfriend or anything, but he had keys. So he would go and come as he pleased. He'd come over with groceries. He'd come and spend the night, and sometimes in my bed, sometimes in the living room.
Oh, wow.
I had no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
No boundaries. And he just knew he could do whatever he wanted
Jesus.
To do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I learned that boundaries are important. So whether, you know, if people see it as a wall, if they see it as a barrier, whatever they see it as long as they respect it, I'm okay. You know, if you see it, you know, a wall, then that means that, yeah, there's something there between you and I.
That's saying, right. Don't,
you can't come over to the other side of that.
Mm.
And so but I learned that boundaries were important.
Okay.
The hard way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So in your words, if I can summarize that, it means that boundaries are like a bridge to intimacy and not really a block, right?
For me, boundaries are literally a block. It's not just about intimacy.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you what boundaries needed to be set in the scenario I just gave you.
Yeah.
I needed boundaries that kept him out of my bedroom.
Yeah.
I needed my keys back because
you shouldn't have your keys. Yes. Because you are done.
Yeah, you live somewhere else with someone, with another woman. You don't need keys to my place. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop them because he called me in the middle of the night, waking me up to talk and all this. Mm-hmm. Listen, you don't have the right to have the rights of a person that I'm in a relationship with. We're not
definitely
more. So you don't call me, please, after 9 o'clock. If you're coming over here, call first and let me know. Don't just show up at the door. Mm-hmm. Those are all boundaries.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
It just doesn't apply to it, intimacy. It applies to areas that people do not belong in. They you're overstepping your boundary. Please, you know, stay in your place, stay in your lane. You don't have a right to certain things. And you have boundaries in friendships, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a girlfriend when I was younger, before I got saved and gave my life to the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to curse up a storm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I used to call my girlfriend B-Bear. Yeah, B, what's up? You know, I don't say that. And I don't want nobody to call me that.
Because you're not that. Mm-hmm.
No, but I was younger. So as you get older, you learn things and you learn certain things are not okay. And then, but if people are used to you being a certain way, it's a matter of a conversation. Communication is key to everything.
Definitely.
You know, for me.
Making it all clear.
Absolutely. Just making it all clear. Like, girl, you know, I know you used to, but I don't anymore. You know what I mean? So can you please don't say that to me? And that's a boundary I had to put in place for us, you know? And it's really okay. I think we as human beings make relationships so much more complicated.
Yes. Yeah, because we don't express it. We don't express ourselves.
And that's the key. That's the problem right there, is that we do not express ourselves. And every conversation can't be cushy. Every conversation can't be all lovey-dovey all the time. Sometimes there's difficult conversations. I feel like as long as you keep respect in place,
mm-hmm.
what's the problem? But a lot of people don't like the truth. They don't like to, you know, they don't like to be told. They receive it in the wrong manner. Like they're chastising them or telling them that something's wrong with them. No, there's nothing wrong with you at all. Just that this is how I feel. And I'm asking you to respect how I feel. So, you know, I've been working on that with my kids as well. I'm trying to, with me, I'm doing my conversations with everybody.
Making it all clear.
Absolutely, making it all clear to everybody. Mm-hmm. I like that statement, making it all clear. Mm-hmm. And that's it, because you cannot move forward, or you approach things wrong when a person hasn't given you the memo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how there's changes in the workplace and they put out the memo? So now everybody's on board. Everybody knows that these changes have been made. This is what's in place now. Mm-hmm. This is mm-hmm. what you should follow. All you need sometimes is to give people the memo. This is where I'm at in my life now. You know, people go vegan. My daughter went vegan. She had no problem, like, Mom, I ain't eating that. She wanted to tell me what was in it, why she don't eat it. And what I'm a forter? No, I respect
yeah,
that.
Yeah, respecting people's preferences.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It brings me to my next question. How do we know when we have crossed a boundary?
See, what we just talked about is that makes it a little funny, because a lot of people don't like to speak. Mm. You know? And a lot of people, you won't find out usually you pass the boundary until
somebody just give us a silent treatment, and then
the silent
just ghost us.
Yeah, a little bit of attitude they mm-hmm. ghost you, or else they lose it on you after you've crossed the boundary a few times and they couldn't take it no more.
That's true.
That's why communication on the onset, it's okay. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, since I've written this book, I've come to the conclusion that we as human beings have a hard time relating to one another, because it's
That's hard
to accept the truth.
Yeah.
And especially you're from Nigeria.
Yes, I am.
In America, Blacks have a lot of contention with each other, a lot. Still, we have a whole lot of contention.
Bad vibes.
Yes, exactly. And when in most relationships in my community, it has to end on some, like, argumentative, you know,
or a fight or something.
She got to spread all of her business, she spreads yours. It's just ugly. Why though? Why
can't it just end mutually? Yeah,
exactly. And it's okay, especially when you find someone and she finds someone and everybody's good.
Mm-hmm. And everybody moves on.
Yes, but for some reason, it is so contentious within my community where I've been on a couple of podcasts where I'm talking about that. Like, why? I don't understand why does it have to be that way. I'm a guidance counselor. So, and I have a human behavior certification.
Yeah.
Everybody don't get along. Everybody. You know what I'm saying?
There's a beef. Everybody's fighting. It's either a fight or a flight.
Yes, it's an oil and water thing, right? I might not mix with you well. You know, we might not. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in astrology. I don't follow all of that stuff.
Nah.
But whatever it is about me, you might not vibe well with me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I might not vibe with you, and that's okay. It does
that's
not
fine.
Need to be an ugly thing. It don't need to be a fight. I don't know how many people are in the world nowadays. There's always somebody for you to go chill.
Yeah, even if you're bad, there's somebody to always go through.
Absolutely.
You should have a go-to person.
So why do you and I have to fight with each other?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
when there are billions of people in the world to take a replacement.
Exactly. We go find somebody else, you know. And that's the thing. I wonder why we have to have that type of contention when severing relationships, you know, when it's always like an ugly thing, you know.
Okay, so, Mari, I was reading about you, and something fascinated me about your book. It's called The Pretty Divorce. And I'm like, what's so pretty about a divorce? I was going to ask you, what's so pretty about a divorce? The divorce is supposed to make you hurtful, resentful, but you wrote something about a pretty divorce. Can you tell us more about that?
So the pretty divorce is basically a concept. It's a concept. It's an outcome. You know what I mean? My divorce was just as, you know, people, things happen, court, mm-hmm. you know, all that different stuff, you know, but I didn't choose to live in it. Cause you see the words you use before you, when you started to talk about a divorce, it's supposed to be resentful and it's about love. See, the problem with all of those feelings is if they're not managed properly, you get stuck there. You get stuck there for years. I know women who are now still angry 10 years later, and they talk about what happened in the relationship. They talk about what he did to them and you know, did to her and how ugly it was, and she can't still believe all it. And all of that prevents you from getting to the pretty.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my when I decided to change my perspective about it, because originally I felt because I know you read that I had my daughter when I was 14.
14, yes.
Yes, I was with my ex-husband for 25 years.
Wow.
All of my teens, all of my 20s, and most of my 30s.
Wow.
You know? So when we had four children, originally it felt like tragedy. So divorce is likened unto like a death. Like, you know, the grief that you feel when someone close
dies,
to you
dies, yes.
That's divorce is up right up there with that when you have a divorce, you know? And so I felt like it was tragic. I really, my story ended. I thought I had this fairy tale story. Even though it was toxic, in my mind, I had this fairy tale story because everybody was so proud that two teenagers had a child and they stayed together and they both made something out of out of themselves. So it seemed like it was like my story, you know, regardless of the toxicity, I was in it. I was like, this is my story. We, you know, regardless of what, we stayed together, we pushed through it. We together for our kids, you know. And when it ended, like, I didn't know who I was anymore. I didn't know what I was going to do. Where was I going to go? Who was going to love before children? The myriad of questions that flood the mind of the woman when she goes into divorce. And I'm gonna tell you, 9 out of 10 times it's the women that go through these questions. The men have probably already, you know, got
they've moved on.
They already started it. You probably broke up because of the new relationship.
They've already moved on.
And having kids with the person and all this stuff, and then you find out and then it's over. So the woman goes through this flood of things because we've given all of ourselves to this person.
Yeah.
And what am I going to do now? Who's going to want me? I have four children. You go through all of this stuff. And I just was tired of it. Like, I started to realize, like, I really have a lot of peace right now. Like,
that's
I
right.
feel good. I'm not staying up late waiting for somebody to come
to
home.
To call you. Or even call you.
Yes. Or even answer your phone when you
have low expectations.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Answer my phone. Answer me when I'm calling you. I don't know if you're dead or alive. Men always assume that women are just calling to stop their fun. Women are calling to stop their, you know.
Their women are all in their business.
But they don't know that you go through, is he all right? Is he alive? Oh my God. Like, what's going on? You know.
You don't know we actually care about them.
Exactly. So you go through all these different things when you're in these relationships. And after a while, you start to say, wait a minute, this is pretty good. I feel sane. I feel stable in my mind. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not until you come out and then look back, like, you say, oh no, what was I doing? Why did I stay?
Why was I here?
you question yourself. So I started to see how I was like, this is good. Like, you know, I go to work, I do what I gotta do. I go out when I feel like it. You know, if I go because I can't question you, but you could question me where I'm going, what I'm doing, who I'm doing it with, what time I'm coming back, why was I 10 minutes late?
I know, right?
You see my picture, right? So when I started to realize that this is good, oh, this is so good.
Like, the peace that comes with it. So that's your perspective of a pretty divorce. That's lovely.
Especially if you're coming out of a toxic relationship. You have just hit the lottery and don't even realize it. And that's what I want women to understand. Mm. You've just got an opportunity to change your life for the better. You got an opportunity to learn from all of the mistakes you made. You got an opportunity to develop yourself, to clean up your life, you know, to find out your identity outside to live out your greatness, you know? And so that's the name of the book, and that's how I write that, you know, that's how it comes off in the book. I've realized so much stuff in that book. And I'll say, you know what? I told someone, I was like, maybe I should change the name because a lot of people.
It's so fascinating. Somebody will pick up that book if it was on a bookshelf. Somebody will pick up that book out of curiosity. So I feel like the name stands out for me.
Thank you.
It was a thoughtful way of putting it out there, so it's really it's catchy.
But she was like, this book is so much more about than divorce. I'm like, but I didn't, you know, I just, so it's good, it's good. I'm excited about, you know, where it's gonna go, where it's gonna take me. You know, I'm getting more into like my media and my marketing and all of that different stuff, so it's okay, it's good. But
Before we end the show, Mari, I would like to ask you, what about people that don't know how to build emotional boundaries? What is your advice for them?
My real advice for people is to think about what their lives is like with, like, 'cause if you're thinking about building an emotional boundary, that's because something is not going right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because you're not going to randomly think about that. You start to think about that, and that's really what what happened to me. You start to think about it when stuff is just chaotic and things are not going well, and you start to reevaluate yourself or your situation, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. So I want, if you have to even think about emotional boundaries and the possibility that you need them, I want people to start thinking about, you know, the reasons why. Why do you feel like that needs to be in place? Something is not happening that you like. Something is not happening that you think is okay. You need to be having those thoughts. And then people, you do need courage. I'm not gonna lie, especially when you've been allowing people to just trample over you.
Mm-hmm.
You do need courage. And that's the thing I tell women, I'm not gonna pretend any of what I went through was easy. It was not easy at all. And that's the thing. You see a person where they are today, you know, and then a lot of people that get out there, they act like, oh yeah, I have the answers and I did this. It was not easy. And it's not going to be easy, especially if you have emotional attachments to this person. Absolutely. So, but you have to think about, are you willing to stay like that for the rest of your life?
Oh, because so people... you didn't remarry? You just...
Oh, yes, I did. I wasn't going to stay. No, and that's a part of the book as well. That's a part of the dream, a part of the greatness, for you to take whatever you've gone through and learn from it. Definitely. Learn what you could take a toxic relationship and just really sit down and journal and write out everything and then pull out what a healthy relationship should look like for you. You really, it's simple, it's hard, but it's simple. You know what you didn't like. You know what feelings made
you. You have the power to change that.
Absolutely. You just have to set boundaries. You have to walk into new relationship with boundaries, because now you know the importance of boundaries. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to into those relationships. Like me and my husband have a boundary. We don't curse at each other. We no matter how
angry you are. That's lovely.
We don't hurl insults at, because I was very vocal about the fact that if you say certain things to me, they're going to trigger me and rub me the wrong way.
Definitely.
It's my past. You can't eradicate someone's past. Mm-hmm. You can, move past it. You cannot relive it or let it repeat itself. But there's still things that's going to be a trigger for you because you've gone through certain things with a man calling you names and degrading you and trying to belittle you. I don't want to be in any kind of relationship like that. I'm not going to.
None of us want to. We don't wish it for our ladies.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm not going to. That's a non-negotiable for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. So that's what you have to do. You have to take all of the things you learn and complete and like make your own blueprint. Mm. We have a right to that. This is our
Yes, we do.
Like the, you know, we I watch people jump in and out of relationships so willy-nilly, and so you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, this is, I do.
This is your life.
Yes.
And women
are supposed to play
and keep the power of that this is my life. Yes. And if you're not, if these things that I won't accept are not okay, then you're not him.
Definitely.
And it's okay, it's all right. Don't worry, I'm not mad at you, sir. You can go ahead and find somebody that's okay with the stuff that you're into. Everybody should have that right in this life. Every man and woman.
Yes, that's the power of choice.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's the word right there, choice. That's a beautiful word. Mm-hmm. And we all have choices to not accept these kind of things.
Definitely.
So I just think that, if they're struggling if they're struggling with someone that doesn't respect that they want to have boundaries in that area, whether you've trampled it in the past or not, if you don't love me and respect me enough right now to honor what I'm saying, then that's just not the person. And I don't know, it's hard for us women. It's really hard for us.
To walk away.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It's hard for us. But we have to do it, or else the life we're living is we going to continue to live it. Because if we don't do it with this person and we leave somewhere else but never do it, the next person is going to do it to us.
That's right. So we need to stand our ground.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Mari, we have come to the end of the show. But before we go, I would like to ask you, I would want you to sell yourself. Sell yourself. Where can we find you? Where can the listeners find you? Tell us about your social media pages and all that so that we can reach out to you.
So my name is Marie Mosley, and I am the author of Pretty Divorce. Okay. And it is at theprettydivorce.com, but the book is called Pretty Divorce. I'm on Instagram as marie.d.mosley, Facebook Marie Mosley, LinkedIn Marie Mosley. I don't really be on Twitter a lot, so I don't pass that one off, but I'm also on Twitter if you're looking for me. I'll get the notification, but I'm just not on there that much. I'm now opening myself up for speaking engagements, like to the stage speaking engagements.
Because you're a star, Mari.
Let me tell you something. I received, because guess what? I didn't always feel like it. You know what I mean? So I don't get beside myself, but we do need to own up to who we are and our greatness and the things that we're doing. It's okay not to be. We don't need to be arrogant and conceited, but we can't be confident about it.
Mm-hmm,
It's okay. And I'm also working on a coaching program that should have been released in January, but I got
that's lovely.
I got some sidetracked with some stuff. I'm doing that, and I'm working on my second book. So I'm doing.
So good. You're a star. I'll say that again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Beautiful lady. So with me, what you're doing. So are you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mari. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, God. Okay. And Godspeed with all you're doing. God is gonna, I know it's gonna be wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, so we've reached the end of the show. Thank you so much, Mari, for being on the show. Till we meet again, it's your girl, Just Dami.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you learned something from today's episode. Don't forget to join me on the next episode of your favorite show, The Late Nights with Just Dami.